Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with the author and professor, Jeff Waro. The book is The Vietnam War, A Military History. Westmoreland has an idea, which is to seek the enemy and destroy him. We go to the Y Drang Valley, and an early indication of how the Vietnamese are going to fight. VC is the way they refer to the Viet Cong in the south. The NVA is the way we refer to the army from North Vietnam. There are about 40 million people in the whole of Vietnam, north and south. The majority are in the north with a high birth rate. The south was created after the French withdrawal in an acceptance of a peace dividend. The two sides are not equal, however, in terms of passion. The U.S. gets involved right away, fighting, searching and destroying the NVA. Jeff, the incident in the Y Drang Valley, it's Operation Silver Bayonet, and we come to one particular battalion led by a man named Hal Moore. What happens to it? How does the NVA fight this?
Well, the Battle of Y Drang, which, you know, pulls in the, you know, Hal Moore's battalion of the 7th Cavalry Regiment, which is the same battalion that was savaged at the Battle of Little Bighorn in 1876. So it returns for another rough day at the Battle of Y Drang in November 1965, and it's this battle is the centerpiece of what Westmoreland calls his Pleiku campaign. Pleiku is one of the principal towns in the Central Highlands. The Central Highlands is this, you know, southern end of the Annamite Range. These big high mountains that go all the way along the North Vietnamese border with Laos, and then come down into the tri-border area of South Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. These are big peaks. It's through the valleys between them, like Y Drang, that North Vietnamese regular troops infiltrate into South Vietnam. So until the Americans put in troops in February of 65, the North Vietnamese, would infiltrate small parties of NVA troops to reinforce the Viet Cong. Once the Americans put in troops, they drop this whole charade of infiltrating. And they literally just start marching down the Ho Chi Minh Trail, either across the DMZ into I Corps, the northernmost part of South Vietnam, or around the DMZ through Laos. And then they branch through the Central Highlands and into South Vietnam as regular NVA regiments. And then they form into NVA divisions inside South Vietnam. So this big escalation, which was predicted by U.S. planners in war games, is what comes to pass once the U.S. puts in ground troops. Another reason why someone like Kennedy and even Johnson initially don't want to put in U.S. troops, because the inevitable result will then, North Vietnam will then just basically declare war and send regular divisions down the Ho Chi Minh Trail and in. So this has already happened. So Westmoreland's plan is, okay, as bad as that is, it offers us an opportunity because we have superior technology. We have superior firepower and mobility. So I can use this new, vertical envelopment concept provided by this air mobile posture. We move everywhere in helicopters now. So we're able to locate the enemy. Well, if we can locate the enemy, we can then set upon the enemy by dropping maneuver companies around him in helicopters to outflank and surround him. And meanwhile, we can just pummel him to death with artillery from our fire bases and from our tactical air support. And so that's the reason for this Operation Silver Bayonet in the Y Drang Valley. But the interesting thing about it is it consistent with every other search and destroy operation. Remember, search and destroy is the Westmoreland concept, from 1965 until 1968. But I would argue it goes on into 1969, essentially under Abrams as well. But the central problem is always finding the enemy. So even when they embark on this operation, they have these guys on slicks, on helicopters, ready to dart into the Y Drang Valley and envelop whatever NVA regiments they find there, they don't find any NVA. So, you know, Silver Bayonet, they're like plodding around on these jungle paths and through clearings in the highlands for a couple of weeks before they finally bump into a couple of NVA stragglers. And then that's how they go, well, there's NVA somewhere around here because we just found these guys. And it turns out their company is in close proximity to two entire regiments of NVA. So they rush troops out there to get into contact with these guys, because that's the whole idea. You have to find them and you have to fix them in place. And the whole idea behind behind this air mobile warfare is that the U.S. infantry, the grunts, the guys on the guys fighting on the ground with their M14 rifles or M16 rifles, these guys are not actually intended to do a lot of damage. They're the so-called tethered goat. You know, you just sort of tether them in a clearing and you encourage the enemy to come and think, oh, we've got the Americans outnumbered, and sort of wrap their strength around these Americans. And then you pummel the enemy with artillery and airstrikes. That's the idea. And that's exactly how Ia Drang is drawn up. But the problem is that already, and here, remember, we're at the very beginning of this war. We've put in the first troops in February of 65. This battle is in November of 65. And already in this battle, the NVA have learned how to fight the Americans, how to minimize their own casualties and maximize American casualties.
And the 7th Cavalry is surrounded by two regiments who come in waves right up to the end, the edge of the fire, the firing by the Americans. There's one platoon, I believe, that's isolated, and Hal Moore spends time trying to rescue it. They can't. They create casualties rescuing. They're covered by artillery. There's a fire base within reach. And I want to emphasize here again and again, Jeff, it's in your book, this is a massacre with heavy weaponry, and the North Vietnamese keep coming. Was that a consideration to Westmoreland, the fever and passion of the NVA troops?
Well, I mean, they understood, Westmoreland and the Americans understood the passion that these North Vietnamese troops had for what they were doing. But what was, as the historian, what was the most interesting to me about the battle was that the North Vietnamese were not throwing themselves away. They still launched these human wave attacks, but usually against a vulnerable point. Remember this
30 seconds, Jeff, 30 seconds.
Yeah, these Americans were surrounded. And what the North Vietnamese do is they get right up into the American perimeter, really close. And then you mentioned the lost platoon. They wrap themselves around that lost platoon on the right flank as well. And they make it impossible for the Americans to use their supporting fires, artillery, tactical air, without bombing and shelling their own guys. And so clearly, and so they see this, that from captured prisoners interrogated after the battle, this is going to be the plan. Cling to the Americans, hold them by the belt so they can't use their supporting fires.
Jeff Waro is the author of The Vietnam War, A Military History. What is Westmoreland's plan? Three phases when we come back.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.